and start my life anew. Instead of having sweet dreams all about you.
Yes, indeed. The great Patsy Cline there on KSRO. It is 3:19, your Thursday drive. Yet to come, our buddy Gabe Moline from KQED. Neil Perlmutter from Santa Rosa Entertainment Group. Hank Stuver with the Washington Post. He's their TV critic. He'll be back to talk about the Emmy nominations. Clark Wolf is back in town. He's bringing in Hank Birnbaum from the Fort Ross Festival. Our friends Kellen Backman and Josh Windmiller will talk about the Rivertown Revival, a great annual event coming in Petaluma. We're going to talk to bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs. He's performing at the Bluegrass and Craft Beer Festival this Sunday at the Green Music Center. Jenny Lynn Holmes, we call her Saint Jenny Lynn, from Catholic Charities, back with us, the Drive Brouhaha, today featuring Sonoma County Cider Week. Did you know there was a Sonoma County Cider Week?
I did not know there was a week. I know that I have enjoyed several Sonoma County ciders.
And I will second that emotion. So we'll be enjoying some more today. Right now, of course, that is theater critic Harry Duke. Joining us are Michael Ross and Karen Pinamaki.
Wonderful.
You can go Pinamaki. Seriously, you can go Pinamaki.
Sonoma Arts is doing, Sonoma Arts Live is doing Always Patsy Cline. And I'll turn it over to Harry, but I saw this quite a while ago, and I don't remember who it was. But it was a great, it was a great evening, let me put it that way. And if you don't know who Patsy Cline is, you're going to learn in this segment. But this is going to be cool. It's July 13th through the 29th. That's a good long run.
Opens tomorrow night. Welcome, Michael and Karen.
Thank you, Harry.
So, Michael, why always Patsy Cline? Why not just sometimes Patsy Cline?
Because when Patsy Cline wrote letters to her friend Louise Seeger, who narrates the story in Always Patsy Cline, her signature sign-off was Love Always Patsy Cline. So that's why it became Always Patsy Cline.
I like that.
But not Love Always
Nope,
Patsy
just
Cline.
Always Patsy Cline.
Writers are always editing.
Exactly.
So for folks who don't know, we heard a bit of Patsy Cline as we reintroed the show here. Let's get some sense of who she was, what she did, and why we should pay attention to her.
Patsy Cline made her first appearance on the Arthur Godfrey Show in 1957. She then went on to become the first woman inducted into the Country Western Hall of Fame. She was the first Country Western female to perform at Carnegie Hall. She was the first Country Western female to headline a show in Las Vegas. She was the first Country Western female singer to headline her own tour. She, in short, was a pretty amazing woman. She tragically died in a plane crash in 1963, and so her body of work spans a short 6 years, but it is impressive.
It is, and she was kind of at the top of her popularity and such when she unfortunately passed away.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, an amazing woman, and she had some crossover hits. I think Sweet Dreams was on the pop charts, yeah, along with a couple others.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. I Fall to Pieces, Walking After Midnight, Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy is probably, her most iconic,
best-known
song.
Yeah. Written by Willie Nelson,
of course. Is correct.
Yeah.
So give us a sense of the show. What, if she had a relatively short career, what does the show tell us about her?
The show tells us, again, from the point of view of her friend Louise Seeger, who met her when she was performing a gig in Houston, Texas. And they actually did meet. It's based on a true story, and they became friends, and they communicated through the rest of Patsy's life. So Louise basically narrates Patsy's not so much early years, but from when she first came onto the scene until her death in 1963. I think what we learn about Patsy is more about her generous spirit. She was a loving family woman. She was a mother. She was all of those things, but she was also an iconic singer. And what people responded to, if you listen to interviews, typically audience members would always say, I felt like she was in the room with me. I felt like she was singing specifically to me. She sang with so much heart and so much emotion.
Nice. Now, Karen, you're playing Louise, correct?
Right. I play Louise Seeger, who, as Michael said, met Patsy, was lucky enough to first hear her on the Arthur Godfrey show and fell in love with her. Louise actually was the stepdaughter of a man who was a band leader and a musician himself. So she grew up in a musician's world and loved music. And when she first heard Patsy sing, she says, "That's how I've always wanted to sing." And from there, she just became a fanatic about Patsy. And lo and behold, Patsy comes to her hometown one day, and Louise goes and meets her personally. And from then on, invites her back to her house. They just forged a friendship. And in fact, in Louise's obituary that was written about her, they actually say that she was a noted friend of Patsy Cline's. And I get the fortune of telling this hilarious, heartwarming, wonderful, moving story of Patsy. And I also get to hear this music every night and watch it as it unfolds, as does the audience along with me. So
how does that work? I mean, there's someone's playing Patsy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, Danielle DeBow.
Her name is Danielle DeBow. You may have seen, remember her from last year from Sonoma Arts Live production of Gypsy. She played Gypsy Rose Lee in that production. So this is kind of, you know, not exactly that role, but she is perfect in it. She's absolutely beautiful.
So it's really only a cast of two.
Correct.
Patsy and Louise.
Yes.
That's right.
But you've got other vocalization going on in the show.
I do. I have four gentlemen who are playing the Jordanaires, and they do backup singing for Patsy.
Cool.
And they actually did exist, and they sang backup for Elvis. They sang backup for Patsy. They were very in-demand backup singers in Nashville.
Probably the most in-demand.
Exactly. Yes.
It should be noted that Patsy helped Loretta Lynn big time in her career. If you saw the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, you know that Al Pacino's baby mama played Patsy Cline.
Yeah, and Louise says often in the show that Patsy was just as much one of us as we were. And I think the story sort of does. I think Ted Swinley wanted to tell the story that Patsy was just one of us, and she just had this amazing voice and reached everyone through the heart. And it's pretty fun. Lively music, moving music, fun time.
So who do you have handling music for this production?
The music director is Ellen Patterson, someone that I've worked with many, many times in the past. I absolutely adore her, and she's perfect for the project. And then I have, we have six or five other band members. We have Nick Ambrosino playing drums, Gordon Lustig on guitar, Felicia McFall on fiddle, Steve Danska on steel guitar, Elaine Herrick on bass, and Ellen is handling the keyboard.
All right, and it's always Patsy Cline, and it starts tomorrow night, runs through the 29th. There are Sunday matinees at 2, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows at 7:30, and it's on the Rotary stage in Andrews Hall at the Sonoma Community Center, Sonoma Arts Live. The Rotary stage, does that mean it? It turns around?
Sometimes it does.
It depends on how much you've had to drink.
The fine folks at the Rotary sponsored, I believe, a lot of the renovation
that
was done at the Sonoma Community Center. If you would like to attend a performance of Always Patsy Cline, the fine folks at Sonoma Arts Live have provided us a pair of tickets to give to the first caller at area code 707-636-1350. We ask that you give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and a representative of Sonoma Arts Live will be in touch with you to arrange those tickets.
And you can pick any date.
Any date is good. And again, it's Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Their curtain is a little earlier than most, although a lot of theaters are going this route. And they have Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Who are playing the Jordanaires? We didn't get their names out there.
Sean O'Brien, James Rosh. Who else is playing them? Oh, Ted Von Poli and Michael Scott Wells, who just happens to be the husband of Danielle DeBow, who's playing Patsy Cline.
Well, there you go.
Nice how that works
out. Nice how that works out.
It's a family affair. Okay, we got our winner, by the way. Everyone's jammed the phones, as always, but thank you for calling and listening. 328. Quickly talk about the season 2018-2019.
You're going to be doing a couple shows coming up.
I am. Yes, I am.
Just a couple, right?
Just a couple, yes. Next up for me at Sonoma Arts Live is Hello Dolly, and that will run from October 5 to October 21. And then Anne of Green Gables, I am not directing that. That's directed by Libby Oberlin. And then Arsenic and Old Lace, I am directing that. That runs January 25 through February 10, I think. Carl Jordan is then directing Born Yesterday, and then I am directing the last show of the season, My Fair Lady.
Hello, Dolly and My Fair Lady in the same season.
That is correct.
That, Arts Live
that is correct.
Now, before this show, you directed...
Why don't you do Hello, My Fair Lady? Just combine the two.
I'm from Hello, Patsy, My Fair Lady. Yeah.
The last show you directed was, I believe, Sister Act out in Napa, correct?
That was at Napa Valley
and
College.
And the show before that?
Was Honky Tonk Angels at Sixth Street Playhouse.
So you were kind of specializing kind of in female-led stories and often musicals?
Well,
are you what they used to call a women's director?
I would say yes. Yes, that would be a good...
He is a great director.
Oh,
he is Michael Ross, directing Always Patsy Cline, opening tomorrow night, running through the 29th. In Andrews Hall at the Sonoma Community Center at sonomaartslive.org for more information and to check out their upcoming season, 2018-2019. But you got to, if you're a fan at all of this type of music or Patsy Cline, as I am, this is a must-see.
Or you want to see some really great 50s, 60s fashions.
Oh, yeah.
And Daniel DeBow can sing.
Yes. Yes. It's a concert/ comedy show.
Yes.
All right. It's directed by Michael Ross here, and Karen Pinamaki is playing Louise. What's her last name?
Seeger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
No relation to Bob.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You sure? I don't know. Bob's a friend of mine. We grew up in Detroit together.
No. Did you really?
I've met him once. We opened for in junior high. We opened for the band, the Bob Seeger System.
Ah.
And he yelled at us because we didn't get our equipment off fast enough.
And that would make
that
a friendship.
Yeah,
friendship based on that.
We've never talked again.
And you're like this.
Oh, God. Okay, well, best of luck with this. It's a great musical journey, and you should check it out. SonomaArtsLive.org. Thank you, Michael Ross and Karen Pinamaki.
Thanks, Steve.
As always, thanks to Harry Duke.
Thanks, Harry Duke.
Always happy to be here, and I'll see you next week.
Yes, you will. Gabe Moline from KQED is here. This is a fascinating story. You're going to love this. He is up next on your Thursday drive. Let's go into the break with probably the most famous Patsy Cline song, written by Willie Nelson.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy.